Hey, have you been thinking about what you need to do to create more ease and flow in your life? If so, this is the episode for you. Welcome. We're the Intentional Mind Podcast, and we're all about helping you intentionally design your life. I'm Angel Barnard, and I geek out about helping people really be the kind of people that they want to be, feel the way that they want to feel, design a life that they're proud of, they're excited about. And one of the tools that has really helped me recently is human design. I've been geeking out about human design. I felt like when I found out about my type, because there's different types, you can think about this as kind of like an assessment. I don't know if that's the best word to describe it, but I think the way our brains can comprehend it is by kind of comparing it to other assessments, personality assessments, like, you know, Myers-Briggs, DISC, the Enneagram, things like that. What makes this different is it brings in an energetic component, quantum physics, wisdom from yoga. This is stuff that Miranda Mitchell is going to school us all on as far as what human design is, how it can help us with our lives. She's our guest on the show today. So I won't spoil it for you all, but I love this. I want to keep learning more and more about this because I found when I've implemented the strategy that I learned based on the type that I am, it's been really helping me feel more ease, right? And get into more flow. And I know that you all want that. So I hope that you figure out what your type is or you dive a little deeper if you already know what your type is. But anyways, let me tell you about Miranda Mitchell and who she is. She is a human design specialist. She's a mindset coach, a speaker, and she helps people understand their energy blueprints, live their purpose, and have more ease in their life. And she's no stranger to challenging times. She's been on her own since she was 14 years old and has had her fair share of struggles, like us all, in relationships, career, finances. She's found that this tool has really helped her feel more peace and really live out what she describes as her purpose. So that's why she's so inspired to share it with others. So let's just get right to it. Here we go. So I am geeking out about this whole human design stuff. I first heard about it from one of my friends. We're having coffee and she's like, what is your human? Do you know your human design? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she kind of brought it up. And I've always been obsessed with like anything that helps you learn more about yourself. But when I heard about this whole concept of human design, I was really interested because of the energy side of it. And I love learning about energy and getting your energy in alignment. So for those that are not familiar with human design, what exactly is it?
Human design, the thing that I love about it most is it takes in the old traditional wisdom from ancient teachings like yoga, astrology, it goes into the chakra system, the I Ching, as well as the Kabbalah, and then it brings in modern, the quantum physics. So it's the collaboration of all of them together, which is the thing that I really loved about it, because in my personal journey, I connected with yoga and meditation and silence as a way of connecting with what was going inside of me rather than everything in the external world. So I loved that aspect. And then when I fell in love with this, it was because of the combination of everything, and you get to see it in the blueprint. So with yoga, you kind of get to, you know what it feels like. You know some of the things that's going on within yourself and you become aware through the practice. But when you're able to see it in a blueprint and then you have these gate activations and themes that show up, it just grounds you more into what you already knew, but in a way that you can actually have tangible, you can actually touch it. It's right in front of your face rather than just thinking you know what it is.
Yeah, that's such a good explanation, because that's what I love about it too, is that you do have something tangible that you can use. You can dive deeper versus, like you said, just because when we do yoga, we know that things are shifting. We can feel that. But to take it to another level, like the next steps, it's so helpful to have that guidance, the way it's set up in human design, like the strategy and all of that. Can you explain to us about what I mean by that as far as like the strategies and the different types?
Yeah. So how you figure out your human design is by your place of birth, your time of birth, and then your birthday. So you enter that information in, and then a blueprint will come out. And this is the activations of where the planets are when you're born as well as 88 days before you're born. So this is the 88 days is the unconscious themes. And then the time of your birth is the conscious theme. So in this chart, you receive this blueprint that has all of these different colors in it, different activations, and you don't really understand what it looks like. You don't understand what it is at first. Yeah, you're like, okay, well, what's this mean? But the first thing you do want to take into consideration is the type. So there's five types, and there's the manifesting generator type, the generator, the projector, the reflector, and the manifestor. So each one of these types is based on what is activated or what is imprinted in your chart. So these energy types are the way that you actually are perceived by others. So the energetics that you put out into the world, as well as the way that you are yourself energetically. So these types represent an energetics about yourself and how you are perceived and how you put yourself out into the world. The thing that was most rewarding for me is I, as an entrepreneur and professional, I felt like we are taught to constantly be putting ourselves out there. And honestly, that's what we're all taught. Like, get out there, be seen, talk, have your voice, you know? So we're taught to go out and initiate. But what happens is if that is not our energy blueprint, our energy type, then we can project things onto people or push people away because we're trying too hard because of our energetics. And we may not even be aware of our energetics. So when you learn your energy type, you become aware of your energetics, and then you become aware of how is the best way to put myself out there? How is the best way I can initiate conversations or wait for big things to happen? So the first step is learning your energetics of your type, and then learning your strategy, which is how you put yourself out there into the world so that you are perceived in a different way, or so people will invite you in or respond to you rather than being pushed away because you're trying so hard.
That makes total sense. It's like, because if you're trying so hard, and because your whole thing is like, you're helping people get more into alignment that allows them to feel more ease and flow, right? And generate that kind of energy versus that resistance and like forcing it and trying so hard. And everyone, their energetic makeup is different. So for one person, they might be doing some specific act and that might not be generating that kind of resistance energy because of their energetic makeup, right? Whereas somebody else, it would be.
Right.
So like, for example, like those that need to just like take constant action and like that allows them to move forward, where some of us need to sit back, right? And wait for things to show up. Like, so it's teaching you, right, about that kind of stuff.
Right. And actually, most of us like need to sit back and wait. Only 9% actually are initiator types. Only 9% of human race are the manifestor. So the manifestor are the ones that have this energetic flow within themselves. And when they get an inspiration or idea, they can move forward and initiate. That 9% only.
See, that's so interesting, because if you think about what is actually taught to us out there, it's like, take action, take action, take action. And then you find all these people trying to do all these different things and feeling so frustrated, you know, because they're not getting the results that they want. And I loved when I learned about human design and like what, when you did my chart for me and you, and I got that information, I felt so much peace just knowing that about, knowing more about myself, because I fit under the manifesting generator type. And I know like a big characteristic of them is, you know, being interested in a lot of things and like that multitasking kind of mentality and wanting to do all these things. And for a long time, I felt like I just made up this story about how, you know, I wasn't, and maybe some people perceive it this way, but like, I'm not focused enough, you know, or I'm not niching down enough, when it's like, I don't want to, like, that's not what excites me. It makes me feel good. I want to like have my fingers in all the different kinds of pie and things like that. So that was a big eye-opening thing for me.
Yeah. The manifesting generators, they have the manifesting power. So they have that innate inspiration, that energetic flow that's very powerful, like the initiator, like the manifestor. However, they have the generator type as well, which is the waiting to respond. So really what that means is you do have tons of energy. You are made to do many different things. Like say you choose, put your hand in 5 different things, and knowing that, yes, I'm doing these 5 different things because I have a lot of energy. I need to burn my energy. I know that all of these things will not work, but I have to be in them to burn my energy. Otherwise, what happens as a manifesting generator, you can get burned out by not doing enough. You can actually get sick by not doing enough because you have, it's the sacral in your chart is colored in. So what that means is you have life and workforce energy. That means you have lots of energy. You need to burn it off. And if you aren't inspired in doing many things, then you could actually get depressed or burned out because you're not doing enough. So that was a huge awareness for me as well, because I'm a manifesting generator. And like you, I would get like, why can't I just focus on one thing? Why am I like looking at different areas and adding everything in together? The minute I tried slowing down, I felt tired. I was exhausted.
Yes.
I feel good. Yeah.
See that, and just that awareness around myself, I was like, whoa, it's like, I can be me. Like, that's how, like, it was like permission to be yourself. This is how you, you know, it works for your energy. And I like this awareness because a lot of times too, I find that, you know, like we're leaders and, you know, entrepreneurs and we're guiding people and all of that. But then you have people that are like, well, I should try to be like you. And if I'm not doing a million things, then I must suck. But then you recognize here, when you learn more about yourself, no, like we're all different. We're all made up differently. And the more that you know this kind of stuff, the more that you can do what you need to do to get into alignment. Because you know how like there's that comparison that we all do when it's not necessarily what's going to serve me isn't necessarily going to serve you, you know?
Right. Definitely. And also if you work with a team, it's really nice to know everyone's type. Because if you realize, oh, well, this person is a projector, a projector doesn't have as much energy as a generator or a manifesting generator. They often get over tired. They have to do lots of self-care, lots of self-care practices. They have to rest a lot. They can take in generator type energies. Because in the centers, when you have an open center in your chart, let's say you're looking at your chart and you see the white areas, that means there's open centers. That means you take in the energies of other people in that center and amplify it. So it's not that they don't have the energy, it's just that they don't have consistent energy. Mm. So they do need to rest. So if you have a team and one of the team members is a projector, knowing that really gives them permission to not be that superhuman all the time, to really acknowledge the fact that they do need to rest. And it gives the other team members knowing that they're like, okay, I'm a manifestor generator, so this is what I'll be doing. They're the projector. They're the one that oversees people, so they can do this. So you can really step into your role so your energetics are aligned and then the whole team can be working together.
Oh, I love that. Because, you know, there's so many tests out there as far as like, you know, personality assessments and all of that. But like you, I really like this one because it does consider so many different things. And at the end of the day, energy is everything. Like, you know, and it does, like, if I feel like if an assessment of some sort isn't considering energy, this is my mind now that I've been learning all that I'm learning. I'm like, I don't even really want to consider that because everything is vibrating in a certain frequency. We are energetic beings and we should be talking about this more because this energy in our space is affecting, you know, everything, our results that we're creating in our organizations, in our business. And the more that we can learn about ourselves and others, the more it's going to serve us. Because another thought that came to mind when you brought up the projector was that I even find in myself where because I am this way, you start to think like, well, other people should be this way too, you know? And like, as a leader, this really helps me because I recognize that No, like not everyone, even when I'm leading my small teams, when I'm doing my consulting projects, like we're all going to operate very differently. And there are some where I'm like, dang, like they're already burnt out and it's day one and we have X amount of days, like, you know, 13 days left of this. And just, it's just helpful to know, like, I'm like thinking in my mind when you said the projectors and the characteristics, I'm like, oh, I know those. Like I really can think of people in my mind. I'd be curious to know if that's what would happen if they took the chart, if they would be labeled as that.
Yeah. And it really does. It helps. I feel like it really helps us to accept other people.
Yeah.
We have lots of energy. So we think, well, why can't other people do exactly what I'm doing? Like, I don't understand. But then when you realize their energetics, then you understand, oh, well, you know what? They can't fully do that all the time. So I'm going to step into my role so they can step into their role. And it's more accepting. It lets people forgive themselves. Because we put a lot of things, a lot of, I would say not perspectives, but a lot of pressure on ourselves to live up to certain things. And if we're different energetics and we don't know it, we're really burning ourselves out. And then we're doing the negative talk because then we're talking about how we're not enough or we're not like this person. And
exactly.
Then that negative talk gets you
farther out of alignment, right? It like shifts you down too. So just even this awareness is so helpful because I'm even thinking on my end too, as someone who has a lot of energy, who is involved in a lot of things, sometimes I can feel like a lone wolf, like at times where I'm like, or I get, you know, people are like, you're so intense, relax. Like you always want to do all these things. Why do you got to be doing all those things? And then I can start to feel like, oh, like maybe I don't fit in. I'm not enough. Like those messages come in. And now this is like helpful because I'm like, this is who I am. This is who you are and how, like, it's just, it could be so helpful to conversations and relationships if we understood this more with each other. And then they also would be trying to compare themselves to trying to do a gazillion things, like you said.
Yes, it's so, and that's just the first layer. The first layer is just the energetics. I mean, once you go deeper into this with the open centers, like I mentioned, there's conditioning. So you can forgive yourself. You can realize why you did certain things in your life. Like previously in my life, with all my experience, some of the things that I felt like I couldn't believe that I let myself stay in, like these relationships and how could I do that? But then I realized, oh, well, I have the open G center. I was identifying with him. I was taking in his energy. And as soon as you start to realize, you start to forgive yourself for all the stuff in the past. And then you can really step into who you truly are, release anything, all the beliefs that you created about yourself with your open centers, and really step into your purpose. Because the chart not only goes into the energy type, but it really helps you learn, like, what lessons are you here to learn in this lifetime? What is your purpose? What makes you feel good? What is your lesson that is going to keep showing up for you until you get it? That's where the astrology part comes in. So there are so many layers to this. It's just like, it depends on how deep you want to go. Some people love just like the type and strategy because then they can easy, quick, align, focus on that. And then some people like to go in depth. Depending on some of their chart, there's like some markers in there that like depth and focus and all of that. But you can go as deep as you want, or you can stay just with the type and strategy, and it will still help you regardless of where you're at.
I totally see that. I love it. I'm like, even when I look at the chart though, like you said earlier, when you look at the chart, you're like, what is this? Like you, it's almost like you need, well, it is like you need someone to help you dive deeper. If you do choose that you want to go deeper. But if you just want to be general about it, it's still going to serve you. So how did you end up getting curious about this and loving it so much?
It's funny because I had a friend of mine reach out to me and she was interested in human design. And I was seeing what she was doing. And at that time, I was like, no, doesn't interest me. Like, I'm not ready for it. I wasn't. Then a year later goes by and I reached out to her. And I was like, you know, are you still doing this? Because I think I might be interested in this now. And then I actually stepped into my strategy without even knowing it. Like I bought the book first by Karen Curry Parker. She's my teacher. So I bought the book. I was like, okay, I'll read this book first because I didn't want to dive right in because I'm one of those people. And I'll read this book and then I'll see if I want to go deeper because I always go deep, always. So I read the book and I read it in like a week and a half, 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, well, obviously there's something here. So then I started going deep into this and I will say it's a lot. After the level one, I had to take 2 weeks off to like just integrate and learn and like digest things. And then it's, and then level two. So it is a process, but once you start to align, like some of the markers that show up or the themes, and you start to connect them with your past, it just makes me, it honestly made me want to help people, because I know, at least I knew, I would always get down on myself and like wonder why I did some things in the past, why I acted that way, mm-hmm. why I let myself be treated that way. And once I saw these things in the chart, like I have struggle in the chart. Seriously, that's one of my themes is struggle. It was like, okay, so I'm here to really learn from my struggles and then help others learn from my experiences. That's what I'm here to do. So mm-hmm. once I was able to see that, I was like, I have to help other people do this, because my life has been so much easier, so much happier, so much more fun since I've started learning this. Whereas before it was always like push, 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 push.
Yeah.
Never good enough. I'll get there someday. And now it's like, I'm here, I'm living, I'm learning, I'm having fun, I'm helping people. It's like, it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Yeah. It's completely transformed your life. And it's because it's changed your energy. And you can see that truthfully, like on you, Miranda, like you look like you glow. I mean, you can just see it. So it's like, it's so interesting. Like I got the chills just saying that, because I see these people like doing this work, you know? And it's like, sometimes I think people can perceive this kind of work as like so woo, like they have this resistance up about it. And I get that, because I feel like that used to be me, where I'd be like, what? This is so woo. Until I started really seeing the connection between all things, like the energy component, I feel like the faith component, science. When you start to see that it all aligns, that changed everything for me. And I say that I used to be really fearful about how people would judge me about what I believed in. But then now I'm to the point where I'm like, it feels like I don't even care if you want to judge me all day long, because I feel good in my body and I love my life and I love how I feel. And I'd rather feel like this any day than try to fit in some box, you know, because these tools, like that's why I have the podcast, because I know these tools are so helpful to people. I see them glow. Like I see that transformation. You can see it in people's body, you know, from like before and after and just the light. And it's just really interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel like I was the same way with you about being woo. Like for the longest time, I wouldn't even think about doing yoga. Like it's so interesting. And then I did yoga and I could feel the difference. And then when I found this, it was like the icing on the cake, because it grounded you into knowing what I felt in my yoga practice. So I felt like it was more tangible for a lot of people that weren't quite as deep in their yoga practice or as deep in their meditation practice, because they could see it. And then it's so amazing when I do a reading with someone, I outline the reading and I do the reading, and it's like, before I even meet them, I'm like, oh, I love this person. Like, I know, like, I love this person. And then when I talk to them and they're crying and they're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's just amazing. It's beautiful.
So another way that I can't like heard about human design. So I heard it from my friend. It was like, it's interesting how you start hearing more and more and more about it. I felt like that was like the thing. And then I got the message about you coming on the podcast and I was like, yes, because this is the first time people pitch me all day long to come on the show. And I've been pretty like, you know, if this is not going to serve the audience, you know, having to say no and things. But as soon as I heard about you, I was like, yes, please. Because I felt like I started seeing these signs of like all this human design stuff. And it was like something that I felt like I needed to learn and needed to share with other people. But it first came up when I was taking a class about designing courses with my mentor, Jeannie Sullivan. And she was, so people are like, what are your ideas for the course? And people are like, I'm not really sure, you know? And then I'm like, I have 5 ideas. And it's just like, funny. And then she was like, so I picked my one idea. And then like the next week came around and I was like, actually, I think I'm going to switch back, because I realized that I want to work on this one instead. And then I found myself feeling like, do I seem flaky? Like all this stuff, you know? And she like giggled and was like, have you done the human design? And I was like, no. And so she brought it first up and she talks about the manifesting generator. And then I did it. And I was like, wow, like, I know why she like had that giggle, because she knew that that was my true self was like coming out, and like how I was interested in a gazillion different things and things like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you said that it was like coming up in different areas, because as a manifesting generator, your strategy is waiting to respond to things in the external world. So what that means is this was showing up to you in the external world, like, hello, hello, hello. And that was you in your strategy, because you said, oh, I see this in my external world. Now I'm going to have Miranda on the podcast or not. So you were actually doing your strategy and you didn't even realize it.
Yeah. And that, I love that you point that out, because I can look back at times in my life where I felt so like in alignment, in the flow. And it was when I did that versus trying to hustle and force stuff. Like, I hate feeling like that. But I feel like a lot of times society like sends this message, like, you do, you know, you hustle, you figure. And like, I feel like that is not in alignment with me. Like, when I really stop and I listen to my energy, it's like, I put the feelers out. And then if I sit back, like, the signs are always like revealed to me if I just pay attention. So my whole thing is like, since I've gotten the trap back from you, is like spending more time and like being still, like putting my ideas out there and then being still and like noticing, like I say, like the God winks, like all these little signs that pop up. And I like know if something's for me and not, versus the other thing too, is trying to force stuff. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like deep resistance around like connecting with someone or being involved in some project. Like, I feel like there's always opportunities, an endless amount of opportunities, and I'm seeing them all. But like, if I really pay attention, like I feel this resistance. But when I try to force myself to keep doing something because I should do it, or it might be a good opportunity for me, it's like, I always end up regretting that, because it's just not. But when I listen to that thing, even if it's like a sporadic, like, I don't know, like a 2-day thing, like I've been getting all these signs and I'm like, oh, this feels good, I'm going to do this. It's like, just, it's interesting to see the difference in what happens when I follow that kind of energy, you know?
Yeah. It's like listening to that gut feeling, right? Yeah. Like, how we all have that. We all have instinct. We all have intuition. A lot of the times we are so busy with trying to make things happen that we may see it or hear it, but then we don't listen. We just brush it off. Like, we don't even pay attention, or we're so busy that we don't even hear it. We're not even.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with the slowing down and the waiting, is like, is this truly for me? Give me the sign. Is this for me? Am I going to extend all my energy in this certain thing that is not for me and then be upset and struggle because I put all my energy towards this? Or can I sit back and wait for what is meant for me, and then it will create ease because then I've responded the way that's for me and I can be fully present in it rather than forcing things.
Mm-hmm. And I think about this example, as you were saying, that came up for me. I remember I was doing, when I used to teach career transition classes, when I was going to interview for the job, I had to teach a mini class, and they gave me the material and they're like, prepare your class and you have 10 minutes. And I kept on like struggling to figure out what I was going to teach. And I was trying to force it, spending such a long time, expending so much energy on it. And then I remember telling myself, like, it'll come, like this will happen. You'll know the right thing to teach. Just go to sleep, ask for the guidance. And I literally woke up that morning, the wee hours before the interview time, and it just flowed. And it was like such a great presentation. And it's so interesting, like what happened when I stopped and I listened. And I want to do more of that, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And I love that you said that too, because when you said that you were trying to make it happen, what you were doing, where you were all in the head, you're trying mm-hmm. to figure things out with the mind. And really, I love, my teacher always says this, and it's my favorite thing to quote. She says, everything above the neck is questions only. So that means we're not made to figure things out. We're not made to like form things and manipulate things into happening. We're made to ask the question, wait for our strategy and response, and then take the action rather than making it happen in our mind. And you can mm-hmm. definitely feel when you're in the mind and when you're in your gut. You definitely can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's the thing I've been learning more and more. And I feel like this has been the sign for me, is like, tapping into my intuition and sitting back and trusting more and not feeling like I have to manipulate any situation. I have to force anything. It's more of like that belief, you know, that everything is happening for me and all of the answers I need will be given to me. And it just feels so good to hold on to that, you know?
Yeah. You know, what came up for me with that, I have a bracelet that I bought like 10 years ago and it's still, it like resonates with this so much. What is for you will not pass you by.
Oh, I love that. I always say like everything is happening for me. And I love that you said what is for you will not pass you by, because I used to say like, hey, to my clients, when they would stress out about job opportunities and things like that, I would say like, look, if there is a bus that you're supposed to be on, God will make sure that you don't miss that bus, right? Like you're not going to miss the bus. And it reminds me of that, but I love believing that. Because sometimes we feel like we need to like rush to do something too. And if you just hold on to that belief, it just serves you.
Right. And that's actually what creates the ease, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're rushing and we're making things happen, then there's the struggle. We're trying to force things at a place that isn't right timing. I mean, sometimes it's just not right timing. It could be a year now. But when you start to sit back and like trust the process, then that ease comes. The clients come to you, the questions come to you, the responses come to you. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny because we're in the habit of making things happen. Lisa's happened for me. I was like trusting the process and the ease was coming. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not doing enough. Why don't I do it?
You know?
It's so funny how that mind like tricks you to like, okay, mm-hmm. do the things. But yet I was receiving more than I had ever before. But yet I wasn't in that constant push, push, push. So I questioned myself and if I was doing enough. It was very interesting.
Yeah, you got to like keep watching that because the mind likes to get in there. What do you think is the reason why people should definitely know this, their human design?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things. The first thing is the open and defined centers as well as the strategy. And the reason I feel like that is important is because we are initiating and doing too much, creating too much struggle and making life too hard. We can have an easier life and be successful with ease, definitely. And then the centers, because with the open centers, that's where conditioning is. And learning to forgive yourself and really learn what energy is yours and what is not will really make you love yourself. It'll make you love yourself more and accept yourself more so that you are able to fully step into your purpose and be confident in what you want in this life. So those are, if it's only those two things will change the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I love about this the most is, you know, we at times think externally, we have to fix a relationship or we have to fix something externally, but really all it is looking internal, connecting with who you are. And then once you start loving who you are, accepting who you are, forgiving yourself for who you are, then the external just falls into place. And more people are starting to recognize the importance of energetics. More and more people are starting to recognize the words that you say to yourself impact the way your cells, they impact your DNA. They impact how you expand yourself and how you grow. So the energetics of how you feel about yourself, love yourself, the energetics of how you put yourself out there, it's all encompassing. So if you can align energetically, then you feel whole, you feel complete, you feel happy, and you're able to exude that onto the world to others as well.
Definitely. And people feel your energy. I just taught a class last week around, it was called Energy and Mindset, How to Get Your Interviewer to Like You. And in a nutshell, it's about you generating the kind of energy that is likable, that people want to be around. It's about you liking yourself first. And yeah. I just think that's so powerful.
I love that because it's like, there's so many people that only like themselves if the other external people like them. So it's like the reverse. Love yourself, honor yourself, like yourself, and then other people will feel that and love you and like you.
Exactly.
Or you worry about what other people think, and then you take their reactions as the truth, and then you don't like yourself. It's very interesting. Everything's internal, you know?
It is. So, okay, for those that want to take their human design or know their human design, Where can they do that? And then also for those that want to book a session with you.
Yeah. So I offer a free human design chart. So if you don't know your chart, or even if you have done your chart, this can be a great way to go a little deeper, because I send a little video on your type and strategy, and then some info on it as well. So you can go to miranda-mitchell.com and click on the button that says get your chart. You enter in your birthday, time and place, and then I will run the chart and send you that information. And then if you want to go and schedule a foundational call, the foundational call is about 60 minutes. You can also go onto the website, miranda-mitchell.com, and you can schedule your call there as well.
All right, guys, at least take the opportunity to get that free chart read. Miranda just simply sends you an email and it tells you your type, your strategy. The chart may look super confusing. You'd have to dive in deeper to learn more about that. But in a nutshell, if you know that your type and your strategy, that's really gonna help you think more about how you're showing up and what really is in alignment with your kind of energy. I found it super helpful. The video that she sends, I watched my video like 3 different times. I think I'm gonna watch it again because I've noticed when I implement what she says, how much different that makes me feel and how I've just been showing up. I swear, like, I just feel so much joy. It's bizarre to me. I'm like, why have I waited this long to feel this way? So I hope that this all is really helpful to you and that you have an awesome day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.